Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, there's just so much news after the weekend. Let's start. I'll give you a phrase. You give us your reaction. The president's now threatening to declare a national emergency so he can take over the wall and get that done.
Well, it's so interesting. Sarah Sanders, who was on Fox with Chris Wallace, and Chris Wallace has been a fairly honest broker, although there are times you wonder about anybody on Fox. Nevertheless, she said there are 4,000 people who come in who are dangerous criminals, and Wallace shot back, yes, I looked into those numbers, and most of them, if not all of them, are at airports, not coming through the wall. So there is this business about this emergency. Of course, we saw Harry Truman try to take over the steel mills during the war, and he wasn't allowed to do that as a national emergency. So you can imagine that this ain't the kind of national emergency that World War II posited or the Korean War posited. So it's doubtful that the courts will let him do it, although there is the idea that these courts are controlled, as you know, by the Republicans now when you come up to the Supreme Court. And while the Chief Justice has said there are no Democrats and no Republican judges, in fact, there are, and we know it. So this will be an acid test if he really tries it. Most people think it's all bluster and bluff and that he'll never get away with a national emergency declaration to get his wall, but it's pure Trumpism that he's trying it.
And he even said over the weekend that it could go on, the shutdown, that is, for months or even years.
What's more, he also said that that those federal workers and others understood him and thought that he was right in what he was saying. And, of course, that's utter malarkey. It's not so. It is one more prevarication. Mark that down as a lie, if you like. But it's one of the things that he's going around saying, and it's what makes him so despised by so many people.
National Security Advisor John Bolton, Alan, contradicting President Trump, says the U.S. will stay in Syria until ISIS is eradicated.
Again, up is down is up, in is out is in. Nothing means anything because he just says it. And then they have to go out and they have to repair it. Now, in the Syria case, I'm getting our troops out of everywhere. Or as Pete would sing, bring them home. Nevertheless, you don't do it without consultation with your generals and with the Department of Defense, which he didn't do. He caught everybody flat-footed, and what ended up happening was that major allies of the president turned on him. It was that simple, and they had to retreat. That's what the Bolton trip with Netanyahu is all about.
How about Queens Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Alan, appearing on 60 Minutes last night, talking about the Green New Deal that she and her freshman colleagues are pushing for, her relationship with Nancy Pelosi, among other things. A side note, the video released of her dancing in college seemed to backfire on conservatives who tried to criticize her for that. And then you have fellow Democrat Representative Rashida Tlaib and Cortez defending her about what she calls faux outrage conservatives claiming to be upset over her profanity.
Well, yeah, the profanity, which we, of course, can't mention here, but half of the word is mother, I believe, is just a sign of incredible outrage. There are Democrats who believe that this is something that will turn people off and that she shouldn't have done it. And yet outrage is the word of the moment when it comes to this Trump administration on the part of so many. Now, as for Cortez, I have to say that she is an extraordinary woman. I watched that interview. I didn't disagree with one thing that she said. And I've been saying all of it, as you know, David, in terms of if you want equality of opportunity, why don't we educate everybody, not only in the grades, but through college? You can't have equality if you say, okay, you can't go to college, but you can go to elementary school or high school. When it comes to health care for all, I'm all for it. I'm for Medicare for all, and I've been for it from the very beginning. Health care, as far as I'm concerned in this country, as in every other industrialized democracy, is a right. It should be there. And when she says people who are making over $10 million a year ought to be taxed at a 70% rate, I'm for that too. I think she's a remarkable woman. And when it came to discussing Pelosi, she said, well, Pelosi has described herself as an activist too, and it gives examples of that. So I think we've got a real hot property here in terms of our ability to make the case. And I think she's going to continue to do it, and I think that an awful lot of people are going to like it. On a similar note, Elizabeth Warren was out, David, in Iowa, lost her voice, I understand that all too well, and is making the case that as a progressive candidate, she ought to be included. She's still getting caught up in this business about the Indian heritage and being pretty defensive about it. Me, if I were her, I'd let it go.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, thanks as always. Back to work.
Back to work, David. It's just Monday.
Oh, boy.